Inappropriate Mother, episode 2. I don't know what to call this. I'm going to call it The Drive to Susanville. So every Monday that it works out for me, I drive up to Susanville, California, because I teach creative writing poetry at the moment to male inmates at a prison up in Susanville. And I drop my one kid off at school first, and well, today I didn't have much doings with my daughter because the trauma of being 14 had her staying home from school today. Because, you know. Welcome to Inappropriate Mother, episode 2, The Drive to Susanville Prison. Every Monday, I teach poetry to incarcerated inmates up in Susanville, and sometimes that's the best part of my week, and it's a lot easier to deal with attempted murderers than it is with teenagers, often, I have found in this last year and a half. My son got off to school okay today. My daughter did not go to school today. She was tired, she was cranky, she was, you know, crampy, and so that was enough of a sickness for us, I suppose. It's hard as a Gen Xer to argue with students about going to school, argue with your kids about going to school, because, like, if you saw through the bullshit in your generation and you didn't want to go to school, and then you realize that their generation has the same toxic bullshit, but, you know, revved up a few notches, you're like, I get it. I get why it makes you sick to go to school. I would be sick too. And on top of that, like, you know, she's not a straight A student, but pretty close to it. Doesn't come home with homework because, of course, she can finish it all in class because she goes to school with a bunch of dumb shits. And so, you know, it doesn't take much to be at the top of the heap, is what I'm saying. So, my experience with my own kids rolling their eyes at their education, which is, you know, mediocre at best, and the fact that I taught community college for 17 years, 13 for one particular community college up here in Plumas County, where the average student would say things like, "So, like, do you want us to, like, read a book in an English class?" I don't have a lot of hope for humanity when it comes to, you know, literacy and whatnot. However, prison is a whole different thing. I love doing this poetry class in prison because they are paying attention. They want you to bring in stuff for them to read. They read everything. They have time. Sometimes they memorize what they've read. They come to class with questions about what the author said. Questions that you didn't make up those questions. They sat in their cells thinking of how this relates to humanity. And oh my God, it is the best thing to have a room full of students, incarcerated or not, who are actually thinking about what they're reading and writing. It's just amazing. So hopefully I'll come back as energized as that. Usually this is the highlight of that. And in case any of you ever wonder, you know, I graded 120 students a semester as a adjunct faculty. That's like, you know, signing up to work for McDonald's for life, but, you know, in academia. And each kid had 5 papers apiece. There was always a stack of papers on the couch next to a half-empty bottle of wine when I was a teacher. And And then you would write all these comments on how they can improve, and of course they wouldn't improve, they wouldn't read your comments, and turn in the exact same draft. Again, why did I grade this? But in prison it's a whole different thing, because if they give you something, they spend some time on it. They want feedback, they want to become better writers, better thinkers. And sometimes I think about it and I'm like, is that what we need to do? Incarcerate our youth at like junior high and, you know, perhaps they'll get it and start reading? Jesus. And this is the first time I've been up to the prison in 2 weeks because other things ensued last Monday and I wasn't able to get here. Mostly weather, sometimes lockdowns, you know, it was stabbing or whatnot, and you can't make class. But it's the first time we've been up here since the college admissions scandal. I'm glad Yale is kicking out people. It'd be nice if USC did the same, but, you know, whatever. Anyone going to college knows that exists. It always exists. And I did the accidental thing of looking at Olivia Jade's Instagram for 5 seconds. And that chick is what is wrong with America right there. And I venture to say, if she had been incarcerated in junior high, she might have become a person with a soul. But without that, nothing. So I don't know. I guess I pose that inappropriately. You know, should we be incarcerating junior high school students, privileged junior high school students, so that they learn to read books and remember that they are human beings and their stupid actions have stupid consequences, and perhaps, I don't know, some schmuck of a former community college teacher will come in and teach them a poetry class someday and all will be right with the world. It could happen. I don't know. My own kids have rehearsal tonight. They're both in Chicago with the local college. And I know, it seems to me that's the way they get their literature lately. They're in a play of mine. They're in Chicago. Most times, and this is probably what I'm proudest of, my kids look up shit on their own and read up on things that they're interested in. And isn't that what the whole learning process is supposed to be, is sparking a curiosity in another human so that they want to become lifelong learners? I mean, that is the measure of success right there. It's not in grading papers. And God, I can't believe I used to be up until 2 a.m. grading those fuckers. Not good. These days, you know, it's not that kind of program. They don't get college credit. This is for humanity. Humanity for humanity. So there you go. And an inappropriate mother. Over and out. Incarcerate junior high school students. It'll all be for the best. Bye.